WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
On this edition of Encore Week, we're featuring some of our favorite in-studio performances from the past year. Songwriter, singer, and guitarist Richard Thompson came to our studio in August. In the late 60s, Thompson was a founding member of the British folk rock group The Fairport Convention, one of the first bands to create a hybrid of rock and traditional music from the British Isles. He's continued in that direction with his original music. Thompson now lives in California. He conceived a show at the end of the millennium called A Thousand Years of Pop Music, in which he played his interpretations of some very old songs as well as some covers of jazz and pop hits. Since September 11th, he's made several changes to the show.
This year I devoted a segment of that show to songs that I thought were, if not flag-wavingly patriotic, at least had a strong sense of national identity, American national identity. And either that or they were spiritually uplifting. That just seemed appropriate at the time. And I think the audience appreciated that as well.
Could you do one of those songs of national identity,
as
you described?
Yeah, this is a song. It started life as a sea shanty. It was a work song on the old square-rigged sailing ships. Probably sung in the American Merchant Fleet, American Navy. But it's such a good song. It has such kind of an open-ended spacious feel to it that it's become a very well-known folk song, and it mentions a river in Iowa, which is a tributary of the Missouri, called the Shenandoah. People in Virginia have a Shenandoah River as well, and they teach school kids in Virginia to sing this song, but it's actually the wrong river. I did very painstaking research on this, so here we go. And originally, this would have been a call and response song, a work song. One person would have sung the first line, and everybody else would have sung the next line. So you can all sing along at home.
We'll pretend I'm not here.
Okay. Oh, Shenandoah, I long to hear you. Oh, you rolling river. Oh, Shenandoah, I long to hear you. Oh, where I must away, across the white Missouri. And Shenandoah, I love your daughter. Oh, you're rolling river. Oh, Shenandoah, I love your daughter. Oh, I must away, across the white Missouri. Oh, Shenandoah, I took a notion. Oh, across the ocean, away I must away, across the white Missouri. At Shenandoah, I'm bound to leave you. Oh, where you rolling river. Oh, Shenandoah, I'll not deceive you. Oh, where I must away, across the wide Missouri.
It's Richard Thompson. Nowadays, when people want to illustrate how bad certain pop music is, they will use as an example, Oops, I Did It Again, the big hit by Britney Spears.
Would they do that, really? Well, yeah, that's a shame.
You have taken that song and you're doing it in your show. Obviously, there's something that you really like about the song or the record.
Well, I think it's a good song. I think it's somewhat in the Swedish pop tradition. As far as I know, the songs are written and recorded in Sweden, and then they get flown over to the States, and Britney puts the voice on, and then they fly them back and produce them, and the results are mega, you know. I kind of like Swedish pop music, you know, the Cardigans and ABBA and what have you, you know. And I think it's kind of a good song, and it's quite witty in its own way.
Well, why don't you do it for us?
Okay. I think I did it again. I made you believe we're more than just friends. It might seem like a crush, but that doesn't mean that I'm serious. But to lose all my senses, it's just so typically me. Ooh, baby, baby, oops, I did it again. I played with your heart, got lost in the game. Baby, oops, you think I'm in love, that I'm sent from above. I'm not that innocent. You see, my problem is this, I'm dreaming away, wishing that heroes truly exist. Cry watching the days. You see, I'm a fool in so many ways. But to lose all my senses, that's just so typically me. Ooh, baby, baby, oops, I did it again. I played with your heart, got lost in the game. Ooh, baby, baby, oops, you think I'm in love, that I'm sent from above. I'm not that innocent.
That's good.
It's not so bad, is it?
Yeah, that's very good. So what made you think about doing the song?
I'd love to say it was my idea. It wasn't. It was suggested by a friend of mine, you know, who kind of sat me down and said, you know, said, yeah, right, okay, you got to listen to this. Yeah, here's the video, you know, check this out, you know. So I didn't get all the dance moves down, but, you know, musically, I got a bit of a grasp of it, I think.
My guest is Richard Thompson. We'll be back after a break. This is Fresh Air. It's Encore Week on Fresh Air. Let's get back to Richard Thompson's performance recorded in our studio last summer. Listening to folk music for you seems to have led you in very dark directions through your songwriting career. I mean, one of the things you've really picked up on, I think, is like the strain of murder ballads and heartbreak and disillusionment in the history of folk music.
Well, I think you've hit on the real fun of folk music.
No, because some people think
just the
of
good
folk
stuff.
Music as being more...
That's just the happy stuff.
Yeah, that's right. As being more positive. And
well, I think it is positive. You know, traditional music is dance music and it's uplifting music, but it's also sad, and sometimes the sad music is the sweetest. It's the most beautiful. And also, it was really the newspaper, you know, before people really could read that well. The ballad was how you heard about this murder or that murder or this battle and that victory and, this political crisis, you know, this politician who needed lampooning. It was really spreading the news. And a lot of it is pretty dark.
One of your songs that goes through my mind sometimes when I'm thinking a lot about risk or fear or things like that, and I'm sure this isn't really what you were thinking of when you wrote it, is Wall of Death.
Mm-hmm.
Which
I was. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, I think it's one of those songs that's a kind of memo to self. it's to remind me to not be complacent. It's to remind me to take risks and live on the edge, which, of course, I never do. But at least when I sing it, I'm reminding myself that that's what I should be doing. But I think that, you know, the real wall of death was a bowl-shaped thing that a motorcycle daredevil would cycle around faster and faster until he was horizontal. For a friend of mine used to do it, in fact, which is another inspiration for the song.
Could you just do some of that for us? It's such
that.
A great
I
song.
I could do all of it if you want.
Oh, sure.
I could do it backwards. Let me ride on the wall of death one more time. Let me ride on the wall of death one more time. You can waste your time on the other rides. This is the nearest to being alive. Oh, let me take my chances on the wall of death. You can go with the crazy people in the crooked house. You can fly away on the rocket, a spin in the mouse. The tunnel of love might amuse you, and Noah's Ark might confuse you. But let me take my chances on the wall of death. On the wall of death, all the world is far from me. On the wall of death, it's the nearest to being free. Oh, you're going nowhere when you ride on the carousel. And maybe you're strong, but what's the good of ringing a bell? The switchback will make you crazy. Beware of the bearded lady. Oh, let me take my chances on the wall of death. Time on the other rides. This is the nearest to being alive. Oh, let me take my chances on the wall of death. Oh, let me take my chances on the wall of death. Oh, let me take my chances on the wall of death.
Richard Thompson, thank you so much for performing for us. It was terrific. Thank you.
Oh, thank you. My pleasure.
Richard Thompson recorded in our studio last August. He intends to release a CD of songs from his show, A Thousand Years of Pop Music. You can watch his website for more on that.